No one goes to a grave expects to find it empty. And if they did, they would not expect to find in that empty tomb. But that is what happened. That one that John calls Mary, then Peter and John, went to an empty tomb and confronted the unexpected. They were there because their relationship with Jesus Christ was being challenged by their experiences in the preceding days. They did not expect to find an empty tomb. They did not expect to find life when they had seen death. But that's the way it is, and has been, since they walked away from their past and their old way of life. One surprise after another kept them together with that man who walked through their life. At first, they expected some kind of political revolution, and some of them were slow to give up on that. They never expected to hear about a kingdom that was not of this world. They only knew this world. They never expected to see lame people get up and walk. They never expected to see blind people see, or a young girl and an old friend be awakened from the sleep of death. They never expected to see 5,000 people fed on 5 loaves and 2 fish. They never expected to see Samaritans, tax collectors, and sinners embraced as friends and included among the chosen. And they never expected either to be left alone, fearful of being hunted down and killed as co-conspirators or blasphemers. But they were. After all, they were just ordinary people working hard to earn a living and care for their loved ones when that man walked by and said, "Come, follow me." They had no idea where they were going. They never expected to be led to an empty tomb and then find themselves trying to make sense of what it meant, much less what to do about it. As we shall see from their stories in the weeks to come, they began to scatter and tried to go back to business as usual. But that didn't work out. He wouldn't leave them alone. Peter went back to his fishing boat, and in no time at all, there he is saying, "Hey, you fish for people now." He didn't leave them alone. There was no going back. What they heard and what they had seen in his company changed them forever. Now things they never expected or imagined were suddenly very, very possible. Enemies began to speak to one another. A frightening God who demanded sacrifices and whose name could not even be spoken was now called Father. And this Father preferred mercy over sacrifices or revenge, love rather than fear. From a manger in Bethlehem to a tomb outside of Jerusalem, it's all beginning to come together. God has visited God's people, and God cannot die and still be God. No tomb can contain or restrain this divine word by which God has created all things. The Lord of life will have nothing to do with death. The source of all goodness will change evil into glory. You know, as the people of Israel spent 40 days in a desert, being formed by trial and faith into a holy nation, we have just passed 40 days in the desert of Lent, formed as well into a holy, a royal, and a priestly people. In 40 more days, we shall hear again the voice of an angel that asks, "Why are you standing around all day looking up into the sky?" Then 10 days later, Those who persevere in faith and hope will be lit by a fire, the fire of the Spirit, and filled with the breath of that Spirit, making all things new. My friends, there is nothing more to expect. There is nothing more to wait for. The promise made in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve has been kept. That covenant made in the desert has been fulfilled and folded into this new covenant we share at this table. No one goes to a grave and expects to find it empty. No one goes to an empty tomb and expects to find life, but we do. And as long as we do not run or hide in fear from anything or any evil, then we're going to be able to bear witness to what we have seen and heard. We shall fulfill what has been promised. We shall be a light shining in darkness, reflecting the glory of the one who's come to set us free from death, despair, emptiness, and hopelessness. We are the ones called to life today, a life of joy, a life of peace, a life that reflects the glory of the one who is life itself. As we just said and sang, this is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice.
That was pretty puny. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Peace be with you, my friend.